USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the military remains ahead of the curve at every turn to fight the coronavirus outbreak.
We currently have 62,000 service members deployed across all 50 states, the territories, and the District of Columbia.
Esper, speaking in Washington, D.C., says the virus hasn't affected the military too much.
In terms of a 2-million-strong military, we've had fewer than 5,000 persons infected, and fewer than 100 have been hospitalized.
The Senate in session on Capitol Hill, despite some concerns about the coronavirus pandemic outbreak. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says the Senate will focus on approving nominees.
Qualified nominees who've been held up for too long already have become even more necessary in these uncertain times.
McConnell says the Senate will be smart and safe regarding their sessions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.